clearly he's not, because he's the commissioner looking to share responsibility with others. We didn't get the genie back in the bottle in time to protect Aaron's legacy. I first got to know Henry when I sold him a Ford at my family's dealership in Milwaukee. I was a wide-eyed kid then, eaten up by baseball without any idea that I'd ever be more than a passionate fan. Goes on and on and on and on to basically make the argument that he disliked Barry as much as he actually worshipped at the altar of Henry Aaron. And he says, look, Barry was a great player. Let me make that very clear. A great player. He was a Hall of Famer long before he got associated with steroids. But like so many other players, some of them great players, he had made some really, really bad decisions that would shape their legacies while contemplating mine. And he would go on and on and on and on. And we'll get to this. We'll get back to this.
This repulsive scumbag.
Bud Selig. Unbelievable, trying to make himself the biggest victim here. But
I have some numbers that are
Wait, you hear the music, which means you need to hold on to all of that, because we go to our celebrity contest line. We'll be breaking in live all day long. Thanks to our good friends at Dialpad for putting the guest the prizes together. Our celebrity contest is presented by Dialpad. Make smarter calls. Who is the celebrity calling in right now?
I don't know if I'm a celebrity. I'm a friend of Ray Ratto's, Mike Wilbon.
Mike Wilbon is without a doubt a celebrity calling in for the celebrity contest. You are a friend with Ray Ratto, which does disqualify you from a lot in life, not just this contest.
Disqualify people from having common sense, I can tell you that.
Really? Really?
Hey, I have a chance to get $5,000 here. Take your rules and shove
them over. I don't think so.
Ray, did you set this up?
No, I didn't set this up.
Michael, who are you
calling? No, he didn't. Patricia Miles, who's a dear friend from Northwestern, a judge in the Bay Area now. So she got to reach a lot higher point coming out of Northwestern than me.
Wow.
And she's known as like Tish of Hercules. I don't know. I don't understand entirely what I'm doing. This is one of those following orders from friends of yours from 40 or more years, one of those deals.
Well, she could sentence any of us to long terms of imprisonment.
So yeah, I think
she is now the leader in the clubhouse.
Well, I would just like to point out that we have the sort of highly respectable erudite program that is attended by judges.
I mean, I can't believe we have a judge in the audience. I figure a lot of the audience was judging us, but an actual judge in the audience.
An actual judge.
I'm
impressed. Who I knew was a scholar when I was in school, and luckily you get to see. But also, a scholar in school, a dear friend for a long time, and a Warriors season ticket holder the last, umpteen years or so. I don't know how many years.
Does she buy a personal
seat? It's always fun to run into your friends of longest tenure. I won't say oldest friends of longest tenure at a basketball game, and it might happen over any number of period of years.
Did she buy the full package for the new arena? Because I want to find. Because I mean, if she did, then we're gonna have to check her finances.
She's right, so how many judges are season ticket holders at the Warriors? Probably a few.
Yeah, a couple judges.
I think
well.
It's good work if you can get it.
Yeah. It sounds like generational wealth to me in a lot of those instances as well. Michael Wilbon, the last time we talked to you, we had the pleasure of doing it in person over at Oracle Arena. When the Golden State Warriors looked to be on their way to another championship, things changed dramatically.
Yeah,
and obviously to the Warriors, to the rest of the NBA since free agency has settled. So much has happened since we talked. What is your biggest takeaway from an unbelievably headline-heavy 3 weeks of NBA conversation?
It really was, especially those last few days. I went to Vegas, the Summer League, not to even watch basketball. I went to put on my alleged, my one-time journalist hat, and that's going to make Ratto frown that I can even pretend to be one occasionally, to moderate a panel of coaches having an incredible discussion. Rick Carlisle, Eric Spoelstra, Doc Rivers, the newsmaker, and Lenny Wilkins, and it was great. It was fun. But in Vegas, just over the period of like 48 hours, the amount of news produced was insane. And obviously, it ended with Kawhi Leonard. And you look at the Western Conference again, it's just when you thought the Eastern Conference might begin to catch up a little bit because they do have the champion, they did have Kawhi Leonard, then you just go, no, let's dismiss that. Because now there's so many teams, and the Warriors are at the center of this controversy about – people like Bobby Marks saying, you know, he doesn't make the playoffs, and you could make the case for that. I could certainly make the case for them being in the top four or five in the Western Conference, too. It's crazy. We just talked on our show today about D'Angelo Russell and, you know, his prospects with the team. And it's hard to believe all the stuff that's happened and the Clippers and how they have gone from a 48-win team to a potential champion if you, you know, believe that they can have good health and learn how to play together very quickly. They already won 48. But there's so much stuff. I don't even know, like, where to begin. And just sitting around talking to all these people, agents, general managers, other executives, coaches, players, they didn't know where to begin. And I will say, I think the good thing for the NBA is that a league that was criticized heavily as recently as, last year for having no suspense, for being too, you know, top-heavy with one team that everybody knew was going to win, that criticism's out the window. Because I don't know who the hell's going to win. Yes, the West is, you know, loaded. But, I mean, Philadelphia also seems to have done something, put together a team without spending, you know, every single cent in the universe, that they should have a really good team. So I don't know where to start, but it seems like it was just an unreal couple of weeks, as you said.
Okay, never mind all that crap. When did your sources tell you that Kawhi Leonard was 100% sure he was going to the Bulls?
Never. I would love to have heard that at some point. But, you know, one thing I said consistently, Ray, every day on PTI was, nobody knows what he's going to do. Nobody knows, because nobody knows him. The people who employ him don't know him. I had a Raptors player, I'm trying to think if it was one or two. I had at least one Raptors player ask me during the finals, that who I know for a while, sidle up, lean over and say, so what do you hear? What do you hear he's going to do? So they didn't know.
That's his teammate,
right?
That's teammate.
Michael,
active teammate.
Michael Wilbon here on 95.7 The Game. It is really good to have you here. I mean, we got a million questions for you. I'm guessing you have to run. I want to be really fair, though. Someone says, bruh, Wilbon's friend is a judge. She doesn't need the money. Leave that to the Poe folks.
I'm not getting into that.
She wasn't a judge. She wasn't a judge when she met you. You guys were just in college together.
Just in college, just 18 years old.
I think we just heard from her saying Mike is calling on my behalf, but the $1,000 goes directly to the daughter's college fund. So we have to support education.
See, there you go.
Okay.
And a brilliant and charming young daughter she is. I got a chance to see her in that last week. Well, am I ever coming back to Northern California to cover an important game for the next year or so? Am I coming back?
Oh, yeah.
To that?
Yeah, for sure. No problem.
Yeah, we did see each other when we thought the other night, just a couple weeks ago, that I'd be, just seeing, you know, more to that series than we wound up seeing. It was just, it left a sad taste, man. I don't mean our hanging out as friends. I mean, the way that series ended with those injuries and KD and Clay. Hate to see it go down that way.
As great as the NBA Finals were, we were robbed of something that might have been historic.
That's right. Just health, you know, suggests that. Even if, I mean, just Clay's health.
Yeah.
I don't think the Warriors are going to lose that game the way Clay Thompson was playing. He's going to drop 40. Now, I don't know if they'd have beaten, you know, Toronto in Toronto, but yeah, we were deprived of something, which has happened a few times. Actually, when you think about injuries, illness.
It's happened
things
both
that have happened.
Just for the Warriors.
Just with the Warriors. Yes, and other teams too, but with the Warriors, yeah, over these last 5 years. Yeah.
I'm curious about the next big deal, which certainly seems like it could be Russell Westbrook. And look, I'm not the biggest Westbrook fan, but I love watching him. He's undeniably electric and phenomenal in many ways. And yet, as I look around the league, I have a lot of trouble finding a team where I can say, here's a package that this team could give up and get Russell Westbrook back and be happy about it.
Well, you don't have to give up as much, because everybody knows Oklahoma City is going to have to deal him, let's face it. They don't have a lot of leverage, and I don't think they're looking for it. They're looking to rebuild. How many number ones does Sam have now, Sam Preston? Six? Didn't the one that from Denver in exchange for Grant, didn't that make it six number ones?
I think it's six first-rounders plus two pick swaps.
First-rounders, oh, my God. So I don't know that you so I was just on here. I'm in Chicago now, and I was just on with Wallace and Sylvia on ESPN 1000 there. Right. And they were trying to sell me on a Russell Westbrook to the Bulls trade.
No. As a Bulls fan,
when I walked in the studio, I screamed, no. And then, apparently, somebody's proposed one of these in print, and it said 6 trades I'd like to see for Russell Westbrook. I don't know who proposed the deals, but if the deal could be had that they proposed, I found myself changing my mind and saying, you know what? Yeah, I could see doing that.
Uh-oh.
And I don't know, I don't know where this is published. I don't know who wrote these, but they make sense given what it is that Sam Presti and OKC appear to be trying to do, which is rebuild and acquire assets, not acquire old veteran players. They're not looking for that. They might be looking for a young stud who's really young. Like, if they could have gotten D'Angelo Russell, if a 23-year-old guy with upside, big upside for a lot of years, had been available, would he be interested in that? Well, yes, it seems like he would. But just to get somebody back who's of name value, who's got 7 All-Star appearances, that doesn't appear to be what he does. He's got supreme faith for all the right reasons in his ability to draft and develop. So, you see Miami, you see Detroit. I don't like the Detroit deal that I saw at all, which involved like Reggie Jackson going back there. I don't understand that. But there's a bunch of deals that are proposed, and Miami seems to be one that he's interested in, and why not? And Houston, like, could he play with James Harden? I don't know. That sounded crazy to me at the beginning, but maybe not. And I think Westbrook has evolved in a direction that's good. Like, he's not just holding on to the ball and wanting somebody to bail him out with 3 seconds on the shot clock, which is what Harden does. Westbrook did not do that last year. The young players around him got better. And I think Westbrook is, I'm not going to say a better player than he was 3 years ago, so I don't necessarily believe that. I think he's probably, I don't know, more free, teammate friendly, although maybe you have to convince Paul George of that. So there's a lot. I can't wait. Like, what the hell's going to happen? I'm going out of the country tomorrow. And one thing is, when it comes to soccer and basketball news internationally, there is no shortage of reporting on that, not even where I'm going, to China. You ain't going to get NFL news, but you can get NBA news, particularly this summer, about anything going on with the NBA and these crazy transactions.
Speaking of the NBA and these crazy transactions, look ahead a couple of years and explain to me how the owners are going to try to figure out a way to, quote, get control of their game back.
Well, they shouldn't have given it away.
Well, let me finish.
7-year contract, they gave that away. Not only did they give it away, they insisted on not having them. They thought having shorter contracts was only going to benefit them. They thought 5-year max with bird rights or 4-year max for guys moving, they thought that those terms were going to benefit them. And they got rid of long-term deals that could lock up guys for longer, 6 to 7 years. They bailed on those.
I
don't know how they get it back. I don't know. Listen, Ray, as long as they keep making money, and there are no guarantees of any industry with that, but if they keep making money, they don't need to have control. They might want it, being the billionaires they are. They always want control. The richer you are, the more control you expect to have and want and seek to get. But, what does control mean? You think the Clippers don't have control of what they just did? Yeah, they do. And so the best-run clubs, I believe the Golden State Warriors still have, by and large, relative to some other places, control of what they do. Do the Knicks have control? Hell no. They haven't had control of anything. But they might even be gaining some control because they decided not to offer Kevin Durant the max. And I'm one of the few people that thinks that was a fairly smart idea. So, does Brooklyn have control? I don't know. But I think there's some teams that have control and still can compete. Does Sam Presti in Oklahoma City, do they have control? Yeah, they do. Because they just say, you know what, we're not going to stay in the tax, and we're not going to pay this level of it. And so we'll start over and build an old-fashioned way. It worked once. They got to a finals and got to 3-1 of another final. So it's worked for Oklahoma City in terms of what they built, not the result, not the bottom-line result. But I don't know that everybody's lost control. I think that's the easy narrative right now, because everybody looks at the players and say, they have control. Okay. They have more control than the NFL, but so does my 11-year-old have more control of life than the NFL players. And you know what? Too bad for NFL players. They can't negotiate something better and don't have to be replaced by replacements with, it doesn't even matter who's in the jersey. That's on them.
Yes,
well, I'm not feeling sorry for others because the NBA guys right now have some measure of control.
ESPN's Michael Wilbon, our latest entry for today's celebrity contest. And look, I am torn here because the three celebrities that I think are the clubhouse leaders right now, and I went to Indiana, someone had Antoine Randall call in. I thought that was awesome.
Chicago, South Sider, like me.
That's right.
I'm saying
like,
Chicago.
Love
yes.
Randall.
We just, before you, Michael, had Richard Sherman on. Are you more famous than Richard Sherman?
Hell no. And I, those two guys, I know Randall better than Richard. I know Richard a little bit. Richard Sherman is one of the players in people in sports, and not just his sport. People in sports I love listening to the most. And so, no, I am behind Richard Sherman.
If you insist.
I'm way behind Richard Sherman. And again, Randall L. he's a Southsider of Chicago. Like I am, and I've known Randall L. for a while and wish you could say hello to him.
Well, I tell you, Michael, it was a pleasure to meet you a couple weeks ago. A real pleasure to have you on the show again today, even though you're here for Ratto. I'm tickled pink. I've always admired your work, and it would have been hard for me to choose between Richard Sherman or you, but I'm going to defer to you, and I'm going to say Richard Sherman is probably still our clubhouse leader, but it was awesome that you called in to talk to you. Thank you. What are you going to China for?
To see the world. That's
awesome.
Try to see the world in the summer, and it ain't work related, and it's not basketball related. And
phenomenal.
I've been to China. Ray, you've been to China, right? Did you go in 2008?
No,
you did not go.
I did not.
I didn't go because my son was being born, and so I didn't go in 2008. But now I'm going and taking an 11-year-old with me. So we're gonna take a family trip and see the world. And usually, I insist upon money before appearing with Ratto, but in this case, for you guys, I'm gonna forego that.
Thank you so much. Mike Wilbon, generous as always. Have a great time exploring and traveling the world, man. Really appreciate your time.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, guys.
Michael Wilbon on the Dial Pad guest line. Phenomenal. Again, I got to go with him.
Look, no.